This goes to Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Fax 989-956-4105. Regarding Elvin, it's E-L-V-I-N, like November, Woodcock, W-O-O-D-C-O-C-K. Date of birth is August 29th of 1932. Dear Dr. Krepostman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Woodcock at his wife's request. He's had a recent episode of right eye shingles, and ever since that occurred, he became extremely fatigued and just isn't feeling like himself. He does not wish to go to the hospital, and his wife and Elvin both would like a referral to hospice, which we certainly will provide. Yes, he absolutely wants no aggressive medical interventions at this time. Medications, he's on gemfibrozole 600 milligram daily, metoprolol 50 milligram daily, Lasix 40 milligram daily, glaucoma eye drops, and right now Valtrex is 1 gram twice a day. Physical exam, weight is 149 pounds, pulse 72, it is regular today, and blood pressure is 100 over 50. I'm unable to get a pulse ox because his hands are very cold today. He is very sleepy, keeps his eyes closed, although he does open them when I call his name. Lungs are clear, heart is regular with the grade 4 over 6 aortic murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and there's no peripheral edema. He did get labs on February 28th, 2024, and creatinine is higher than previous at 1.45 with estimated GFR of 45. Albumin 4.1, calcium 9, sodium 140, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 33, phosphorus is 4.2, hemoglobin is 12.8 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with progressive worsening of renal function. 2, severe COPD with elevated carbon dioxide levels. 3, severe aortic stenosis, and the patient does not wish for invasive medical procedures at this time. We will make a hospice referral for him, and he will not require further labs or recheck visits unless the patient and wife decide they wish to stop hospice. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.